listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of April 16th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're talking about cool new products we found at the Natural Products Expo.
Woohoo! That's right. This is installment 2 of 2.
Yes.
The viewer Dee McCaffrey product review of the 2012 Natural Product Expo deal, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah, last week, the April 9th installment, we covered a couple cool things. Now we've got a few more, and tell me what we got.
Well, let's just start off with one of my favorite companies, Bragg's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They do the apple cider vinegar and a lot of other products, and they are celebrating their 100th year in business.
That's amazing.
This year. It's amazing. And Patricia Bragg herself, she's amazing. I don't know how old she is, but she's really healthy and very spry.
Oh, yeah. She's got it together completely.
She has got it together. And actually, this year was really, really fun because they had something at their booth where Katy Perry, the singer, is now endorsing. Well, not really endorsing, but she's just touting the fact that she uses the apple cider vinegar drink. And she says, apple cider vinegar is my secret of all secrets.
Oh, wow.
She said it really helped her voice.
Wow, how about that?
So, yeah. Okay. So they have some new drinks out this year. They've already got the apple cider vinegar drinks in bottles that you can buy. But this year they have some new flavors.
Okay.
They have one that's sweetened with stevia, which is really nice. So if you're trying to get away from sugars, they have one that's a honey sweetened one. But even if you don't want that, you can do the stevia one. And I'll tell you, it doesn't have the stevia taste to it.
So it doesn't have that aftertaste?
No, it was really, really nice.
Wow.
They also have a limeade one that they just came out with, which was also really nice. Tastes like limeade. It doesn't taste like the vinegar. And that's really one thing really nice about their drinks and bottles. They don't have the strong vinegar taste, except for the original one, which is the apple cider vinegar and honey one.
Okay.
You can definitely taste that vinegar in there.
Hmm.
So if you're looking for a way to get the vinegar drink into you, but you don't like just doing it in water, you might want to try one of these drinks that you can buy in bottles.
Well, I've tried the ones from before this time, and they were great. There was a grape.
Yeah, there's a grape one. There's the ginger one, and there's it's called acai.
Acai.
That's the new acai berry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's really good.
So the website for Bragg's is
Bragg.com.
Check it out. Yeah. All right. What's next?
Okay. What's next is this really cool granola bar
that
I found. And, you know, there's all sorts of granola bars out there, but this one stood out for me. It's called Coco Mojo.
Coco Mojo.
Yeah. And they had a whole bunch of different varieties, you know, anywhere from like, they had one that had like greens in it, like spirulina. Mm. And they had this coffee one. It was just really good. Mm. But what I loved about it the most is what they used to sweeten it.
Okay.
They're using coconut nectar.
Oh, nice.
And they're using coconut crystal, which is the coconut sugar for some of them. Here's the ingredient list on one of them. It's organic coconut, organic walnuts, organic coconut nectar, organic cocoa powder, organic chia seeds, organic raw maca root powder, organic raw virgin coconut oil, and organic cold-pressed vanilla extract.
Nice.
That is it. Very nice. Very clean. They also had a caramel corn, which was amazing to me. If you're a person who likes caramel corn or like kettle corn, you would just be amazed at how good this stuff was. It was air-popped popcorn, and the coating was made with coconut nectar and coconut sugar, and then I think they had a little bit of salt or something in there, but it was just so good. It was, if you like caramel corn, you would not be able to tell the difference.
Oh my God.
Between this one and that one, but the difference is the health value.
Wow.
Coconut nectar and coconut crystal are healthy sweeteners.
Right.
And popcorn is high in antioxidants. I just need to point that out. So that was one really good one.
And what's the website?
Their website is CocoMojoFoods.com. So it's CocoMojoeFoods.com.
Very good. Great. Check it out, everybody. What's next?
And then the next one is Green Valley Organics lactose-free yogurt, kefir, and sour cream.
Okay.
And I thought, lactose-free, what are they doing? Are they somehow taking the lactose out of the milk before they make the product? And I thought, that can't be good, right?
Right, it'd be adulterated.
Right. So actually, no. What they do is they add the enzyme lactase into the into the milk prior to making the product.
Hmm.
So before they culture the yogurt or the kefir or the sour cream, they add in the enzyme lactase, which is a digestive enzyme that helps break down lactose into easily digested the simple sugars of glucose and galactose,
hmm.
which is what happens naturally in your stomach when you have enough lactase in your stomach to do that.
Hmm.
But people who are lactose intolerant don't have enough of that enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why they're lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, and if you're lactose intolerant, you can take digestive enzymes that will help you to break that down and you can tolerate it more easily. What this company is doing, they're just adding it right in to the milk so it breaks it down already.
Hmm.
So by the time you eat it, it's already gone. It's already broken down.
Oh, so it breaks it down while it's making it,
right,
basically?
Yeah, so by the time you get that yogurt or kefir or sour cream, there's no more lactose in there for you to break down.
So they must have tested this with people that are lactose intolerant.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, they have. But here's what they have in their literature. It says no chemicals are used, and the nutritional components of the milk are not altered in any way.
Hmm.
So, and it's made from organic farm-fresh dairy that's grass-fed. This is from a dairy up in California, which is also affiliated with Redwood Hill Farms Dairy, which is the dairy that I like that produces goat yogurt.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a very high-quality dairy, and it's also a very high-quality product.
So
I tasted it.
You're familiar with the
really
maker, and,
yes.
And you're pleased with them.
I was pleased with it. It tasted great.
Okay, very good. What's the website address for that one?
This one is greenvalleylactosefree.com.
Great. And you'll have an article on our website about these products and some of the others that you found to be interesting, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, Dee. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out our articles and many other cool things at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next week, go forth and be healthy.